You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator, Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for joining us here today. God bless. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Here on WGOD Radio, I only got 60 seconds for an intro today because we're going to wrap up this sermon that I just started on Friday. So we are in the book of 2 Peter. Sit tight. If you'd like to hear this whole thing, you can find it on our website, islandcommunitychurch.net. Click on the link that says Past Sermons. And in the search box, put 2 Peter, and you'll see the sermon, Intro to 2 Peter. This is an awesome book. We just started it on Friday here on the radio, and it's only 3 chapters, so we'll go through it in a couple days. So that is where we're at today. More on this church here coming up. Next service is Wednesday night at 6. We are going to be looking at baptism Wednesday night. Peter, in the day of Pentecost, what must we do to be saved? Peter says, repent and be baptized. That's where we're going to be this Wednesday night. Love to see you. Let's get into the word now. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1.
I've heard it before amongst my liberal friends and people I hear on the radio. Well, I don't believe in the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible. Right, there is slavery in the Bible. But I got something worse than that to tell you. You are a slave. You are a slave. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Romans chapter 6, verse 16, it says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves to obey, you are that one's slave whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. You are a slave of someone here in this world. So yeah, there's slavery in the Bible, but worse than that is you are a slave and you need to make the choice. Who do you want to be chained to? Without Jesus Christ, you're chained to sin. With Christ, you are chained to righteousness. That is, you're compelled to do good. You can't help it. You're chained to righteousness. You're like, what good can I do today? Who can I do? Who can I help today? Who can I minister? What good can I do on planet Earth today? When you're chained to righteousness, you're compelled to do good. You can't help it because you are chained to righteousness. You're going to have to serve somebody in this world. All of these guys who wrote the New Testament considered themselves slaves. And I just want to show you, so are you. You're going to have to serve someone in this world. Me and Darren were singing a song earlier. It might be the devil. It might be the Lord. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Slave and apostle. An apostle, apostelos, means to send out. But he was sent out as an eyewitness. For instance, look at this great verse we'll look at next week. Verse 16. 2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter was an eyewitness of his majesty, which is why he was an apostle. And you're not, and I'm not, and neither can you be. Because an apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. An apostle knew the color of Jesus' eyes. I hear people call themselves apostles all the time. You need to know the color of Jesus' eyes for you to be an apostle. Where's that in the Bible? Acts chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus, Paul said. That's the whole message of being an apostle, is you were an eyewitness. Eyewitness of the risen Savior. Okay, verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Great verse. God's divine power has given unto you all things. You lack nothing. No spiritual gift, no special power or anointing. God has given to you, God's divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life, that is life in the here and now and the life to come, and godliness speaks for itself. You have what it takes now to live a godly life. You're not in need of it. You already possess it. You lack nothing, church. I've heard it said before, well, you lack this or that, or you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit because you lack the power, people like to say. I've heard that 100 times. If you are a Christian, church, you lack nothing. Nothing. Paul wrote in Colossians 2:10, we are complete in him. Everything you need is already deposited on the inside of you, or is yours for the taking. Everything you need. One more time. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That is how to live right. I can tell if you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit when I look at how you treat your wife. There's my evidence. It's not whether or not you speak in another language. It's how do you treat your wife. That's all the evidence this old boy needs. How do you treat your wife? Also, this word, it says, has given, is in the perfect tense, meaning something that's already happened in the past that you still feel the effects in the here and now. Notice what it says next. Through the knowledge of him, meaning God. Again, meaning there's no special knowledge that you do not have, striking down the Gnostics. You don't have to buy Pastor Paul's anointed teachings for $59.99 to understand you've got everything that you need to live a successful Christian life. You already have it. It's free of charge. Don't let anyone sell it to you. That's what Peter said in this book. People will come along in the last days and make merchandise of you. That is, for $59.95, you can learn how to dot, dot, dot. When anything that you need to live a godly life is already on the inside of you. He's already given it to you. It says, has given. He's given in the past. You still feel the effects of it here in the future. This isn't the perfect. It's always continuing. Okay. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So this is how you live a holy and blameless life, church. God wants us to be partakers of the divine nature, and we already have what it takes to do that. Partakers of the divine nature. Imagine that. Look at how you already exhibit these qualities. Number one, you love righteousness. You see, that's not the goodness in you. You love righteousness because God's given that to you. You're not good on your own. Jesus said, no one is good but one. That is God. When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, God's given that to you. That's a gift from Him. You are a partaker of the divine nature because you love righteousness. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. How do you partake of the divine nature? Number two, you hate sin. You do hate sin, don't you? Not your flesh. Your flesh loves sin. Otherwise, you wouldn't sin any longer. Your flesh and Satan are on a first name basis. Your flesh and Satan punch the same time clock. Like on the old Bugs Bunny, right? With the sheep and the
hello, Bill. Hello, Fred.
You punch the same time clock. They're longtime friends. Paul said, I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. So you hate sin in your spirit. Number three, you look forward with great anticipation to going home. Number four, you realize you are a pilgrim here, and this place is not your home. You are all partakers of the divine nature. And lastly, we see exactly what he's called us for. Verse 3. Glory and virtue. God has called us to glory. Someday, I believe, we'll truly find out what that means. I think of the verse, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. And Romans chapter 8, it says, we've been glorified. And God's called us to virtue. Arete is the Greek word, A-R-E-T-E. This word means being pleasing to God. Arete means, in a moral sense, what gives man his worth. The word virtue means moral excellency or perfection. Like when Jesus said, I felt, the old King James says, I felt virtue go out of me. Remember when the lady with the issue of blood went up and touched his, and he said, who touched me? Then he made an odd comment that I never understood because I didn't understand what the word means. He said, I felt virtue. Leave me. So that's the word here. Virtue. Perfection. Goodness. Goodness. This is the goodness of Jesus Christ healed her. Amen. He is good. He's filled with it. It's his essence, his being. I felt virtue leave me when she touched the hem of his garment. And you can have this. God's given this to you. He's given this to you when you were born again. You are partakers of the divine nature. He's called you to glory and to virtue. Glory is the Greek word doxa, where our word praise or splendor comes from, or regal majesty, pomp, magnificence. God has called us to glory and virtue. Okay, let's get into one more section here in verse 5. Now, here in this text, notice that we all start with the same skeleton, if you will, of faith. And we need to build on that skeleton. Putting stuff on my Jeep and stuff this weekend, I've been thinking, it's kind of like building a Jeep on the website. You know, everyone starts with a sport level. And then there's the Sport S. And then there's the Sahara. And then there's the Rubicon. Now here, we need to build on this skeleton. But God, I'll continue here. No one wants to walk around looking like they're wearing a Halloween costume, looking like a skeleton. Because God has souped you up to look like a Maserati. He's paid for all the extras already. They're all yours. They're all yours. Many of you, or us, were shopping around for used Gremlins or Yugos or Pintos. If anyone remembers what they are. I guess you guys can explain that to the kids later, what a Yugo or a Pinto is. Verse 5 starts with these words, for this very reason. That is, since we are partakers of the divine nature, since we possess all things that pertain to life and godliness, since we've escaped the corruption that is in the world, for this reason, he says, giving all diligence, meaning make every effort possible. Keep this not on the back burner, but front and center. Striving to ensure that we possess these attributes. God's already paid the bill. These are yours. For this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith, it's a commandment, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control hupomone, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, Philadelphia, to Philadelphia, love. So what are these things we need to add to our faith? What do they look like? Virtue, number one, we've already looked at that. Moral excellence, being pleasing to God. Number two, knowledge. Add to that knowledge. Now, it all starts here. Hear me. The book of Proverbs tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. It all starts with you fearing God. That's where knowledge starts. If you don't fear God, you are a class A fool. Starts there. You know, I remember seeing the guy on Jeopardy when all those, he broke the record. He won for I don't know how many, a couple of months or something. And then I find out the guy was a Mormon. And all your knowledge is utter nonsense. It's nothing. For you not to understand that you are a sinner in need of redemption, all the knowledge in the world won't help you. You've got a sin problem. What are you going to do with your sin? All the knowledge in the world can't help you. Only one person that can help you with that. That's Jesus. Shared his blood. He shed his blood for us so that we could be redeemed and have eternal life. The faith of a child. I've led two or three children under 7 years old to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, who knew more than all the people that have won all the games on Jeopardy. Because your knowledge is futile without the proper understanding of the Son of God. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Virtue, knowledge, self-control, number three. This means the virtue of one who has learned to master his desires and appetites. How good are you men here at saying no and perhaps walking away? How good are you men here in this church at saying no and walking away? Remember, you lack nothing. This add-on is a free upgrade for you. You have not because you ask not. He gives to all generously. Number four, perseverance. Hupomeno. It means to abide under the hand of God and wait for him to see you through a particular trial that you're going through in life, like a sickness or a financial trial. Abide under the mighty hand of God, and he will see you through what you're going through. Can anyone relate to that? Has anyone here, has God seen you through a trial you're going through or a terrible, terrible sickness or the death of someone or a financial bankruptcy and ruin? Hasn't God come through for you in a mighty way? Amen. This is the kind of character God's building in you. These are all yours. He commands you to add these things. They're yours. It's like building your Jeep. And you go and you click on this and then you look at the price and it's free. 48-inch tires, free. Red rims, free. Independent suspension, free. Fog lights, free. It's got 5 speeds in reverse, free. Can drive across the Atlantic Ocean, sideways. Free, it's free. See, you get out of the boat and check the box. And you go, oh, what do you know? Someone's provided that for me. Then you take another step. Someone's provided that. And then another step, and another step, and another step. And then before you know it, you run into someone 9'6" in your living room. And you say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That is the work that God wants to do in you. And when you check all these boxes, you find out they're free. He's already given them to you. It's like a treasure chest of stuff that God's given you. He's provided for you, but he commands you to take them. You got to get out of the boat. I read the other day from Oswald Chambers, he says, if you're afraid to get out of the boat, then God's going to give you a storm and he's going to sever your line that's tying you to the dock. And then you're going to go out to the deep. You're going to go out to the deep. Let me continue here. We're just about done, folks. All this and more every week as we're going through this. I hope. Number 5, godliness. You can add godliness to that repertoire. More of him and less than you. The box already been checked. The box has already been checked. You can hate sin like God hates sin. God's looking for a few good men and women that he can raise up out here to turn this crooked world right side up. Any volunteers? See, this church here is full of volunteers. That's why God keeps sending us more opportunities. It's not sin for you to say no. But you say no, and then the opportunities will go down here to the other church down the street. And they'll say yes. He just missed an opportunity, that's all. You see, we say yes to these opportunities, and then God sends us more. And more opportunities, and more people to do them. And that's how that works. And more money to do them, and more people to do them. I want to be a church that's always on God's Rolodex. When God's got a job in Merritt Island, and he flicks through his Rolodex and says, aha, Island Community Church. And then he dispatches and sends someone there. That should be our aim. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. Number 6, I called Philadelphia, it's brotherly kindness. Philos and Adelphos. It's the hey there, buddy, kind of love. Number 7 is the icing on the cake. Greek word agape. Never used before applied to God. They invented this word for God. The pinnacle of our transformation is the word agape. For God so loved the world is agape. It's the highest form of love. There is agape love. All this has already been provided for you. Now, the good thing is, if you lack these things, Let me show you what to do. If you would turn with me, not that far from there, a couple pages, the book of James, chapter 1. Just back a couple pages, back through 1 Peter and back to James. Chapter 1, verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom. See, wisdom is one of those things on the list we're supposed to build. That he's given us all these things. He's already paid the price. The upgrade is free. But if you lack it, this is how you get it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Liberally. That's like you ever go out to eat with someone and they leave the waiter or waitress a $100 tip. That's what God does with you. If you lack wisdom, if you fall short in any one of these, you get on your knees and pray and ask God and pray his word back to him. Lord, you've commanded me to add knowledge and I don't have it. You promised in your word, help me with this. And he will give this to you, and he'll give it to you in spades, liberally. Any one of these things you fall short at, this is the answer, is to pray, seek God's face, and pray about it. And he will help you acquire any one of these things that you fall short at. Remember what Jesus said as we close. By this, all will know that you're my disciples, if you have agape love for one another. You acquire this personality trait. The last one, this pinnacle, love. This is how you get this. When you stop and consider how much of a sinner you used to be, and how much God has done for you in your life. That is how you acquire this. Again, the words of Jesus, and then we'll part company for another week. He who is forgiven of much loves much. So how about you? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Indeed, we have been forgiven of much. We praise you. Help us to overcome these shortcomings that we have. Help us to commandeer these things that have been freely given to us. Help us to be the complete men and women that you called us to be, that you've already provided for us. Help us where we fall short, Lord. We thank you for forgiving us of all of the sins we've committed. We're like the leper that returned. We return to give you praise and glory for what you've done. We praise your holy name here now. Lord, I pray for my church family and everyone here today. Watch out over them. Deliver them from evil. Use them here in these end of days to advance your kingdom. Here in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.